Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
But then came the day. We left and went to spring break, then we had to stay away. We were stuck at home and taking class on a machine. We saw our friends on a screen.
With everything going on, it's very easy to be negative and think about the bad things of this year. But when you have things like the talent show, when you have things to look forward to all year, it's really, really cool.
August rolled back around, cases may be going down. Put cloth on our face and now we social distance.
My guests on today's show have created the best La La Land parody I've ever seen. The video's charm is in large part due to Westminster Christian Academy senior Sam Parker Stillman's youthful optimism, which manages to transcend social distancing rules and plexiglass dividers.
We had a divider dance in the talent show, so there's things like that that we can just have fun with and just really make the best out of this year.
The school's video is a surprisingly professional production.
Yeah, there's a number of drone shots. La La Land is obviously a big budget movie, and they have large camera cranes and jibs and sort of the classic Hollywood musical style. And we don't have that, but I do have a small drone that can kind of resemble a jib. And so, yeah, it starts with it flying over the trees, and then some of the shots with the dance team in front of the school and in the theater, that's also a drone.
Finally reached the end. Then morning comes again.
It's another day of
I'm Sarah Fenske. This is St. Louis on the Air. I came into work yesterday to an email that made me break into a huge smile. The author works at Westminster Christian Academy, which is in Town and Country, and he shared a video that the school had recently created and released. He wrote, "It's a lighthearted take on what's going on in the world and the day-in, day-out mask wearing that we're all living through." Well, that got my attention, and what kept it is that this video is a spot-on parody of the opening song from La La Land. You know the song where all the aspiring actors leap out of their cars in the middle of a traffic jam, and they start singing about another day in the sun? This is just like that, only the lyrics and the choreography are all about our new normal. Not LA traffic, but masks.
I think about the day when we could high-five and hug in the hallway. We were so naive and it was fun and it was cool. We could even see our teeth at school and swim in the pool.
But then came the day. We left and went to spring break, then we had to stay away. We were stuck at home and taking class on a machine. We saw our friends on a screen and sanitized and cleaned.
Every day just felt the same. Each week like a boring game. My internet's down, oh what a shame.
I'll eat some food.
But August rolled back around. Cases may be going down. Put cloth on our face and now we social distance.
And that is another day of masks as performed by the students of Westminster Christian Academy. You can probably hear the smile on my face. This thing is just so adorable. And here to explain how it all came together is the school's director of marketing and communications. That's Mike Rolfing. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
So, Mike, what led you to write this parody version of this song from La La Land?
It goes back a few months. At Westminster, we have the annual tradition of having some sort of talent show or a variety show. And because of our new rules and guidelines, we can't put 600 people in a theater. And so we decided to put on a virtual talent show where we filmed each of the performances separately. And we had 17 kids perform. It was a great show. But I wanted to have some sort of introduction, some sort of Oscars-esque musical number to start the show. And I don't remember how Another Day of Sun popped into my head, but I'm a big fan of La La Land. And at first I thought, another talent show? No, how about Another Day of Masks? And kind of went from there.
It's so perfect. And these lyrics are just really smart. How did you come up with all the lyrics for this song?
Well, a lot of the rhymes match the rhymes in the original song, and so that helps. I tried to start with that, but I sat at home at my computer one night till midnight and pulled up a rhyming dictionary online and just started trying to make it work. I don't know. It just kind of came from within.
The old rhyming dictionary. I love it. I'm actually a fan of those myself. And these lyrics work out great. And the fact you did this all in one night, this is pretty impressive. Now, the video, clearly not shot in one night. This is a very well-done video. And we do want to encourage you, if you're curious to see what I'm talking about here, we have this on our St. Louis On the Air Twitter. That's at STL On Air. You can also find it on our St. Louis Public Radio website, stlpublicradio.com. And watch this thing for yourself. We're also joined today by the star of the video, the person who you heard singing to lead things off. That is Sam Parker Stillman, and he is a senior at Westminster Christian Academy. Sam Parker, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So awesome. you are so good in this video. Did it take a lot of coaxing to get you on board for this?
It did not, actually. Mr. Rolfing called me in one day, and he was like, well, he stopped me in the hall at first, and he was like, we're having a talent show, and we're looking for hosts. And I was like, okay, I'm on board. I've always been into the entertainment and the arts here at Westminster, so it was awesome. And then as we progressed, it just turned into this big opening musical number, and I was all for it. It was awesome.
So you guys didn't just film this film this about a pandemic. You filmed it in a pandemic. Mike, did that add some complications as you're pulling off some of these scenes that have a lot of people in them?
Certainly. At the very least, when we had more than one person on screen, they were all wearing masks. And, you know, the dance team did special choreography, and they made sure they were, you know, a few feet apart from each other. And everything we did catered towards that as much as possible.
So, Sam Parker, this thing is pretty elaborate. They have you walking in and out of all sorts of scenes and singing all the while. How long did it take to film this thing?
We filmed it over a couple weeks. It took a while, but it was all so much fun. And getting my friends to do some of the scenes with me and coordinating all these crazy acts was so much fun. So it was great.
And Mike, did you actually use a drone to start this thing off?
Yeah, there's a number of drone shots. La La Land is obviously a big budget movie, and they have large camera cranes and jibs and sort of the classic Hollywood musical style. And we don't have that, but I do have a small drone that can kind of resemble a jib. And so, yeah, it starts with it flying over the trees. And then some of the shots with the dance team in front of the school and in the theater, that's also a drone flying up and down to get those dramatic shots.
So, Mike, when we talked yesterday, you told me that roughly 90% of the students at this school, this is about a student body of about 900 kids, they're back in person. So were you able to incorporate the virtual students into this as well?
Yeah, so the co-host of our talent show and the co-star of this video is a junior named Xavier May, and he is one of our at-home students, but we had him host the talent show from home via iPads and laptops and filming his part separately. But also in this video, you see him in various capacities on his couch at home, but also on an iPad mounted to someone's head to make sure that he's represented in person.
So you decided rather than try to hide the virtual nature, you're actually going to play it up, make it part of the plot.
Yeah, I mean, it's a part of our school, and it's a part of the way we're operating, and it's going well for all involved.
Well, it works great. Just seeing, you know, him pop up in these virtual settings, he does a great job with it. Sam Parker, I'm curious to hear from you. This is just a strange time to be having your senior year. Have a lot of things changed there at Westminster Christian?
You know, I was just talking to Mr. Rolfing before this. A lot of things have been able to happen this year that I've wanted to happen, and it really has been a great senior year, and that's something that that I've just been hoping and praying for this year. So I would say it's been a good year. There's not been anything that's really held us back, and that's been awesome.
When you say that the things that you were hoping would happen, you mean in terms of getting to participate in things or something more ephemeral?
Yeah, just in general. I mean, I'm a part of the swim team here, so I wasn't sure if competition was going to happen at all, and it did end up happening. Got to go to state and all that, and I also didn't know if any of these things would happen, like the talent show. Obviously, like you said earlier, you can't fit 600 people into a theater nowadays. So things like that happening is really great.
Mike, I get the sense from watching this video that the school has gotten very creative in terms of being able to continue to do things in person. I saw some plexiglass barriers being used in the choreography. How does that work for a school day? Are kids putting those up every time they go into a new classroom?
Yeah, it's part of the deal. If you're in class, you need to have that on your desk. I mean, it's just whatever we can do to prevent any sort of spread, and it's working. I mean, everyone's wearing masks. Everyone has these shields on their desks. We got to do things differently, but it all seems to be working well.
Sam Parker, hearing you talk about this, I feel like if this was my senior year, I would have just been so bitter. I wouldn't want to drag around plexiglass, much less, you know, all the other complications that have happened. What has kept your spirit light, even what could be kind of a tough time?
Well, yeah, obviously, I mean, with everything going on, it's very easy to be negative and think about the bad things of this year. But when you have things like the talent show, and when you have things to look forward to all year, it's really, really cool. And obviously, all my friends and I, you know, we find ways to have fun in school. And obviously, we had a divider dance in the talent show. So there's things like that we can just have fun with and just really make the best out of this year.
That's so great to hear. And going back to this video, I mean, you really have to see this thing. It just looked so professionally done. And Mike, I couldn't help but notice yesterday, I saw one of the producers of La La Land actually tweeted it approvingly. What did that feel like to see him saying how cool your video is?
Yeah, that was fun. We tried to get it in front of as many people as we could, and I did tweet it at a few of the producers of the movie, and one of them saw it, and what did he say? I think he said brilliant, and he retweeted it. So
I mean,
that's
brilliant. That's high praise right there. Sam Parker, what kind of reaction have you gotten from people closer to home?
Oh, it was. I mean, my family is freaking out. Even the fact that I'm on the radio right now is just mind blowing to me. But especially to my family, you know, my mama is very proud. So, it's been fun.
Well, I'm glad we can be a very small part of that. I have a feeling after watching this video, this is not going to be your last radio appearance. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more from you. And I hope, as a lover of Broadway musicals, I hope that's something that involves some musical theater because you seem super talented. So,
thank you so much.
Well, Sam Parker Stillman, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you.
And Mike Rolfing, he's the person who put this video together and the director of marketing and communications for Westminster Christian Academy. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And we do want to remind you, you can find that video on our website. That's stlpublicradio.org. You can also find it via our St. Louis on the Air Twitter. And we'd love to know what you think.
Tearing these veils, I can't tell who you are. Can only see your eyes.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. Choosewood.com.